know what we forgot to do was find hot buttered popcorn to play at the beginning of the show, because tonight's show is all about punk rock and the movies. And punk rock in the movies. And if we could find a popcorn sound effect to put in the background a little later in post production. Doug, just do the.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna go through with all that, but yeah, we got some Hollywood shenanigans for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the 27th hour of Horror, Chaos, and Disorder
on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's Dead End Doug.
Yeah, and that's the Captain Graham. Yeah. So you got the first set here, Graham. So
yeah, let's set it up. We're looking at the movies and where are so many of those made? L.A. and Hollywood. So we're going to hear from the Hollywood Squares with Hollywood Square. And X, featured in Decline of Western Civilization Part 1 by Penelope Spheris, which if you haven't seen, you should see it. And The Germs, Lexicon Devil. With a nod to What We Do in Secret in 2007. Here's Hollywood Squares.
Just a square.
future's worth my answer. Give me your hand. You're my, give me your hand. You're my, give me this, give me.
Lexicon Devil, the Germs, found on their, is it pronounced G or G? Their first album there.
Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Call us, write in, let us know what you think. 27th Hour of Chaos. 2007 saw What We Do Is Secret, a pretty good movie, I thought.
It's a great movie.
Lexicon Devil can be found on that, the soundtrack for that album, as can Nausea by X, who also featured in the 1981 documentary by Penelope Spheris. Hello, what was that noise?
Yeah, that was
Tooty toot toot. You've spoken enough, Captain. Now time to let Doug talk.
Yeah, in actual fact, that was my email program reminding me that I have the radio show to do.
Oh, good. So,
that's really fucking convenient. Thank you for that.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, what you were you saying. Well, I'm not a huge movie buff, I'll be honest. Mm. But there are a few movies that have sort of captured a place in my heart. And for me, one of the most punk movies would be this next selection coming up. And it actually happens to be a movie that I watched with a friend of mine in high school. And then after having watched it, it's not really a punk movie per se, but the attitude is there. And after watching it, we basically formed a band. And that shaped probably the rest of my life. So in a way, this movie All right. is responsible for ruining my life. And yeah, so here you have it, the Blues Brothers, and
We've been down this road before, I believe.
Yeah,
it's a touchstone for you, really.
It is the Brothers. It was a pivotal moment, and we're going to start off with the moment where Jake Blues has his epiphany. Awesome. About what he needs to do to get his life back together, because he'd just been released. He'd just been picked up from prison, and they're driving around, and
that's
they have
before
to save
they go the, see the nun. Right?
Yeah, they have to save the nunnery.
Didn't she throw him down the stairs?
Yeah, the penguin.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen. Here it is, the Blues Brothers.
break out. Katie left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out. I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine. Man, my baby long. Great gosh, somebody, my baby tall. My baby tall. And my baby she long. My baby she tall. She would help me catch her.
Yeah, there you have it, the Blues Brothers, that number, it's kind of the opening number when they're driving through Chicago there. And the Blues Brothers, for those that don't know the movie, it's there's a lot of amazing musicians in that movie. It's pretty much the whole, like, Stax backing band, who is the Blues Brothers band, Donald Duck Dunn and company. And, yeah, they... basically get chased by the police, and it's just epic scenes, police cars crashing on top of each other.
It's a very silly movie. It's really
I mean, it's by silly, it's the first, you mean serious,
it's yes. Seriously amazing, seriously silly. Silly movie, obviously coming from the periodic bit on Saturday Night Live that John Belushi and what's the other guy's name?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, thank you. Would perform at the time. So it's really kind of the first Saturday Night Live film as well.
It might be, actually. I don't know. Yeah. First spinoff. Yeah. Yeah, and there we go. So what's the next movie we're going to dive into?
Well, we're going to stay in that same era with the Blues Brothers being 1980. In that earlier...
And we fact-checked that for the listeners.
Yeah. Just in case our team of elves are constantly at work here at the 27th Hour of Chaos Disorder, and we're on CKUT 90.3 FM, where it is currently 19 minutes past 11. Also fact-checked by the elves, or possibly by the fairies. I'm not sure which ones we've got on which jobs. Anyways, yes, 1984 saw the release of Alex Cox's debut directorial effort, Repo Man, starring a very young Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton and others. And the soundtrack for this film, if you are not aware of it out there, again, this is an educational program tonight, is covered in L.A. hardcore punk wonderfulness. This soundtrack permeated all its way into Southern Ontario, where I grew up, and in 1984, I was all of 7 years old for most of the time. And my classmates, some of them had older brothers, and they were really into Repo Man soundtrack. I now realize all these early songs and bands that I learned about when I was in grade 3 from these kids are pretty much found on the Repo Man soundtrack. Treat yourself to the time capsule that is.
What you got in the trunk?
Suppose you're thinking about a plate of shrimp. Suddenly somebody will say, like, plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp, out of the blue, no explanation. No point in looking for one either. It's all part of a cosmic unconsciousness.
You eat a lot of acid, Miller, back in the hippie days?
Sell that car. Send me your money. You don't need that car.
Put it on a plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
Couldn't enjoy it anymore, Mom. This is swell.
What's this?
Charming friends you got there, Otto.
Thanks. I made it myself.
I had a lobotomy in the end.
Lobotomy? Isn't that for loonies?
Not at all. A friend of mine had one.
I do my best thinking on the bus. That's how come I don't drive, see?
You don't even know how to drive.
I don't want to know how. I don't want to learn, see? The more you drive, the less intelligent you are.
Else. We don't wanna know where's the kids tomorrow. out the way I wanted to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it. And I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. They just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. They fill them inside. It's got me. It's too time to come and bring what's inside. You will have it. Say the free one. Get the seat away. I'm not crazy. Here's the desire. You're the one who's crazy. Here's the desire. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the desire. They take me in and instruct you. Say what's the only solution to give me any professor. I'm protecting from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. But then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. No, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. No, no, people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through it with the seat. Not really back to see a seat. Just yucky, just lazy. It's too quick, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the decision. Let's take the end. I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to people crazy. Leave it up to them, I think. By the time they think my head, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy. Here's the desire. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the desire. You gotta be crazy. Here's the desire. They take me in and institutions that was the only solution. It doesn't matter, I'm probably gonna get by a car anyway.
It's 11:30 on the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm the Graham Captain, and with me is the End Dead Doug.
Yeah, cul-de-sac Doug here.
I said it
here.
Like that. Oh, boy.
You can just call me cul-de-sac.
Monsieur cul-de-sac.
DJ.
He's got a really cool sack.
DJ cul-de-sac.
That man.
Okay. Hit him with the bag. Yeah. That would be...
Repo Man.
Yeah.
By Alex Cox, who also made Sid and Nancy. And Straight to Hell with The Clash and The Pogues.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All in the 80s. Between the 80, Repo Man 84, Sid and Nancy 86, and Straight to Hell 87. Maybe we'll hear more from that later on in the show. And that last set, though, was Black Flag TV Party. Oh, we heard the Repo Man trailer, which I recorded off of YouTube with my phone. Is that illegal?
I didn't show you how to do it with Reaper yet.
You did, but I haven't had the patience to go through it. I'm terrible, terrible, terrible with computers. So I'll figure it out eventually. But for now, I work with the means that work for me. Suicidal tendencies institutionalized. And this is The Plugs, Leal 10, all from the Repo Man soundtrack.
Yeah. And there's like, there's so many documentaries about punk, but there aren't that many punk films, per se. There's a few biopics, like we were talking about, like the Germs one.
Yeah. And the same year came out Control, about Joy Division.
Oh, there's also that, the 24-Hour Party People, which is about...
That's a good movie. I really like that one. That was really interesting and well-made.
Yeah, although it does spend half of its time talking about the jungle rave scene, which is
equally interesting. But it's in context. Yeah.
Tony Wilson and his antics.
Yeah, where do you stand on Pulp Fiction?
In terms of it being like a punk film or not?
Yeah, and its soundtrack and the way that that's had... legs and influence.
It's true that it's a very influential soundtrack. I don't think there's a single punk band on it.
Link Ray. Rumble is in that movie. Rumble's in a lot of things.
It's true, but that would be, you're kind of in proto-punk territory there. But it definitely fits into that sort of garage revival. And that movie's probably responsible.
You have to remember that Pulp Fiction came out, and now I haven't got the date right in front of me, but I'm going to say 92, 93.
Well, you were right about the Blues Brothers.
In that grunge era when punk is sort of the history of punk is starting to be unearthed again for a younger generation who are now in their middle-aged.
Graham, I'm sorry, the fact checkers have come
in. I'm way off.
No, you're pretty close. 94.
94, yeah. That was the top end of my scale, I thought.
I heard 92.
Well, we're in there.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Yeah,
it's
so
important.
That fits perfectly in the timeline for the garage punk like explosion happening.
That's right.
Around year 2000. So I think we've unearthed something there. At the same time, it's more of like a blockbuster sort of movie. It's not like a...
Well, it did very well, you know, but it changed the way that movies kind of were made and conceived of in a certain way, you know, in a lot of ways, the same as what punk rock and new wave or post-punk did in the mid-70s to the early 80s, you know, really changed the way the industry was organized.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. And the way that bands kind of, that came after... behave.
And in that sort of what I thought, well, actually, because you mentioned No Way, I'm going to read to you this next a review of this next film on that film. Dedicated listeners of the 27th Hour will have heard clips from this film before because I have I have a couple of clips from it that I recorded that I like to play. But it's the movie is called They Eat Scum. And it's by Nick Zed, and it's like an art house sort of film. So it's poorly cut, poorly filmed, and the sound is terrible.
That's awesome.
By way of introduction, I'll just go ahead and read the online here. Zed's first film starts as a John Waters inspired punk comedy about a dysfunctional family that comes through a mix of genres and styles to become a post apocalyptic monster.
Now, here's an interesting story, Chet, about what has recently been termed the alarming new movement among young people known as death rock. Rolling bands of youths apparently inspired by ritual sacrifices of sexual mutilation performed on stage by such death rock idols as the Ghouls, the Bloodletters, and Susie Putrid and the Mental Deficients have taken to duplicating these acts on the streets of Brooklyn. Several cases of vampirism have recently occurred in the area, and an unusual upsurge in acts of cannibalism have local law enforcement officials in a daze. To date, no actual suspects have been captured to confirm their suspicions that there is some connection between the death rock bands and the perpetrators of these crimes.
Nasty, these aren't the cramps.
It is. That was the Blessed performing Deep Frenzy. And then, if I could just go back to what this movie's about. Susie Poochard is the lead singer of the death rock band, The Mental Deficients, who encourage her fans to commit murder, cannibalism, and self-castration. Susie's father is worried about his daughter and has no idea her band is managed by his brother-in-law slash her uncle, Mr. Wizard, who supplies her with drugs. Susie torments her gendered, non-conforming sibling, who has sex with their pet poodle. Zed crams a lot of wild ideas into the film. A killer fly, a brotherhood full of dogs, identical twins, a stop-motion robot band, a giant decapitating turntable, suicide by car, genital mutilation. The production value is rough, and the story structure is uneven. But it's a fun ride, even in some aspects. Gender nonconformity, for example, may not have aged well. Like some of Zed's other work, musical clearances prevent the film from getting a wider release. However, the songs are used to create some great sequences. Cannibalism set to Good Vibrations, a post-apocalyptic monster fight set to YMCA. The third act has a lot of fun, along with a geek maggot bingo, which makes me wish Zed had continued making his weird brand of monster movies.
Wow.
Fortunately, you can buy both on DVD-R directly from Nick Zed via his Instagram. I tried to find it. I had watched it on YouTube, but actually it's disappeared. And
oh, no.
It's interesting. I guess it has to do with that copyright BS.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Well, it segues very nicely into the selections that I've got in the next set, which are Wild Zero.
Ah, yes.
The Guitar Wolf movie, which, please, if you do attempt to watch it while playing the drinking game associated with it, oh man, just be careful. Eat a good meal beforehand, and maybe your drinks that you are commanded to drink unceasingly should be smaller ones.
Yeah, maybe start with shots of beer and then with your...
Yes. Man, or maybe just tea.
Well, anyway, that would not be in the spirit of Guitar Wolf, but
maybe
just do a warm-up round with tea and see how many times you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Then we're going to hear from a couple of tracks from the 1997 Mike McCarthy film Sore Losers, with a bit of a kind of a audio from the film about Kareem, who loved to bang, and then the Drags and their song Shovel Fight. And after that, we're going to hear some audio from John Moritsugu's 1994 film Mod Fuck Explosion, which is about a woman named London looking for a leather jacket.
Wow. CKT 90.3 FM. 27th hour.
Loved to bang. She banged on things. But since Corinne was reared way out in the sticks, her parents never showed her a love for artistic expression. There was no way for Corinne to vent transgressions. Corinne's mother hated her guts, so Corinne made lots of trips to the woodshed. Until one day, turned on by the idea that she could bang on skin that was still alive, Corinne decided to bang on her parents. Bash their skulls in, that is. So Corinne got sent to the big bird cage where they like to fricassee. Now she's off with 5 years of good behavior. The first time she failed, now Corinne has a new skin and she won't make the same mistakes again.
Fuck explosion. I don't know where you can find it, but if you can, what a journey. Hey, teenagers. Modfuck explosion.
Are they mods Or are they trying to beat up mods? Because there was a whole
exploding.
Thing.
And there's punks and mods, and there's trans people, and this movie is all over the place. 1994. There's some on the soundtrack, American Soul Spiders, which is a band that came out of Teen Generate. And I couldn't find really much of the soundtrack to play, which is why we listened to the trailer and this short snippet of part of the movie. I remember I found it at, I think, Queen Video on Queen West in Toronto. Hey, back in the 20th century when I lived there, and I watched it over and over and over. I thought it was the coolest.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, another one of his movies is called Hippie Porn.
Sounds hairy and smelly.
You could look him up. John Morit Sugu. He's originally from Hawaii. Yeah. Coming up, I've got a Diodes song called something about they want to be a midnight movie star. And then we're going to hear the trailers from both Sid and Nancy and Straight to Hell.
Nice. Well, this has been a fun show, and actually there's a lot of other movies we could explore. And
so
if anybody is listening wanted to message us or comment on social media, Instagram or Facebook, the suggestions, we could take a look at some more stuff. I'd be down to watch some movies.
We do like to hear from our listeners.
Indeed, yeah. So
I was thinking there was the Christian Slater movie, Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, and we were talking about SLC Punk, too.
Yeah, SLC Punk. I thought of Rocky Horror, maybe.
Yeah.
Velvet Goldmine. Was that other one, Shock Therapy?
Yeah. Those are more musicals, but yeah.
But, punk rock, you know. There's punk rock movies, not concert movies. Concert movies is a whole other thing. And documentaries, I mean, I talked about the Penelope Spheris documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization, part one. And there's also part two, which is The Metal Years. And did you know she directed Wayne's World?
Yes, we talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, this is a favorite.
I didn't know it at the time.
Bit of mine.
Yeah.
We've done this show before, haven't we?
Party on, Wayne.
Oh, my God. Keep listening.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again next Monday.
Oh, 11 to 12. CKUT.
Come and I can see you. honest woman out of our Nancy Sid. Sidney's more than a mere bass player. He's a fabulous disaster. He has a sex pistol. All your human needs are seen to.
Started from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
He say I'm hot, I'm so fuego. Pull up on him in my vehicle. He say I'm pretty. You must be from Brazil, must be from Mexico. Roll up on him in my Latin book. Jump out like, yeah, bro. You need a chick like me to make you wanna leave them at the bars, you know, Nero. Yeah, he got bands in the bando. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Cause I got cars that he paying for. Man, I be too much to handle. Much would I do when I get up on you, Papi Pedro, and my room is zooming the pool. He watching my body like he watching Scandal. But I'm just here with my girls.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Missy so hot, I'm from VEA. The car that I drive be Ferrari. My clique is so thick in the buzz, they be hollering and whistling at me like, damn, babe. Man, I'm 3,000, I'm 100. Yo, Missy talk big, I'm so blunt. Bruce Lee on the beat, I don't compete with none of these geeks. I just rent like I'm cotton, yeah. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. And I be driving cars he paying for. He say I'm too much on my handful. Hey. He watching my body like he watch a Scandal. But I'm just here.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar.